Now to an update on a story that we did a few months back. The Defense Department maintains it's continuing to investigate both the circumstances of a classified video and the leaking of a classified video that shows an American helicopter attack in Iraq. It was leaked to the website WikiLeaks, and back in April, the video part of it here showed this.
Got a bunch of bodies laying there.
All right, we got about eight individuals.
Yeah, we got one guy crawling around down there, but, we got definitely got some. We're shooting some more.
Better. Hey, you shoot, I'll talk.
The video is of an Apache gunship apparently attacking civilians in Baghdad. The Pentagon says it was a mistake, and there's a dispute as to what the soldiers believe that they saw. But yesterday, a 22-year-old soldier deployed in Iraq was arrested in connection with the leak. Joining us now, Elizabeth Boumiller, reporter with our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
First of all, what does this mean in terms of advancing the story, the idea that a former computer hacker turned an individual in who's now under arrest?
Well, it certainly advances the story quite a bit because the military now has apparently a suspect that he has not been officially charged, but he's certainly under confinement in Kuwait, and he is arrested in connection with this and for allegedly leaking the information. So it certainly advances the story quite a bit, especially since the ex-hacker who turned him in claims that the Army specialist also told him that he had leaked other information to the website WikiLeaks.
Elizabeth Boumiller, is this part of the investigation, or did this individual come forward independent of what the Pentagon was looking into?
He says he came forward. The Pentagon is not talking. The Defense Department is not talking about any kind of details about this investigation. All they are doing is confirming the investigation. But I spoke to the ex-hacker yesterday, Adrian Lamo, and he said that he came forward. He contacted the Army after a series of very intense email exchanges with the Army specialist in late May.
And any idea what the motive was here?
Well, that's a big question. The ex-hacker, Adrian Lamo, says that Specialist Manning was unhappy with some policies in the military. He was personally unhappy. He said there was an ideology problem. We don't have a great deal of insight into that. All we have is the ex-hacker's word for what he was told. He says he was told by the Army specialist.
Forgive me, but it appears a term of art, ex-hacker. Do we know that someone is ever an ex-hacker?
Good question. He's infamous for hacking into the internal computer system of the New York Times, I might add. He pleaded guilty to that in 2004 and was placed under 6 months of house arrest and had got 2 years probation. And he says he's since then not hacked, but that's what he says.
Got to ask you this in the last 30 seconds. Is WikiLeaks, the website itself, liable?
Excuse me?
Is WikiLeaks, the website itself, liable in this instance? How have they responded?
Of course, they don't name their sources, and they sent out some Twitter messages that were very critical, but they did not deny
it.
They haven't confirmed it.
Got it. Elizabeth Boumiller, New York Times Pentagon correspondent, thanks so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.